21-year-old Mohammad Ajmal Kasab made the dramatic confession in a special court in Mumbai, standing up and telling the judge he wanted to plead guilty to his crime. Kasab is the only gunman who was caught in the assault mounted by 10 terrorists on multiple targets that included five-star hotels, a rail station and a Jewish center last November in Mumbai. It is unclear what prompted Kasab's confession. The public prosecutor, Ujwal Nikam, says lawyers were taken aback because he had pleaded not guilty when the trial began in May.
Of course, today we are very surprised that abruptly Kasab has taken the stand that he would like to confess his guilt. In fact, I was personally very shocked, which we never thought, because the Kasab, right from the beginning of the trial, adopting the different tactics. Initially, he said that he is being juvenile. Later on, he said that he is innocent.
Lawyers say that in a statement recorded in court, Kasab gave details of his journey along with other gunmen from Pakistan on a boat and the attacks they carried out after landing in Mumbai. The public prosecutor says it is up to the court to accept the plea of guilt and his account of the attacks. Kasab has been charged with murder and waging war against India. Police say he and an accomplice opened indiscriminate fire on commuters at a local rail station, killing many people and senior police officers. Videotape footage on the day of the attack showed him carrying an assault rifle. Lawyers say if Kasab's confession is not reversed, it could bolster India's case that a banned terror group, the Lashkar-e-Taiba, based in Pakistan, was behind the attack. The attacks brought a peace dialogue between the two countries to a halt as India blamed Islamabad for allowing its soil to be used for terrorism against India. Islamabad has acknowledged that Kasab is a Pakistani citizen and the attack was partly plotted on its soil. Islamabad is conducting its own investigation. But India says Pakistan has not taken sufficient measures to bring the perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks to justice and has linked normalization of ties between the two countries to concrete steps taken to clamp down on those guilty of terror strikes targeting India. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.